This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department announces criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with the October 7th rampage in Israel.
For financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said on Tuesday the charges are just one part of the effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations and said the actions would not be the last. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that after its first 2 days, it was ahead of its targets for polio vaccinations in Gaza and had inoculated about a quarter of children under 10 in the enclave. VOA's Jeff Custer.
The polio campaign, which had been sped up after the discovery of the first polio case in a Gazan baby last week, relies on daily 8-hour pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in specific areas of the besieged enclave. Speaking to reporters in Geneva remotely, WHO representative for the occupied Palestinian territories, Rick Piepercorn, said the campaign's first 2 days were excellent.
So the total number of the first 2 days, children under 10, reached 161,030 children. We had an estimate there would be like 156,500 children in this central zone.
Piepercorn said health teams will move into southern Gaza later this week where they are seeking to reach some 340,000 children. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Officials say that a boat carrying migrants ripped apart in the English Channel as they tried to reach Britain from northern France, and 12 were dead. Dozens of people were plunged into the treacherous waterway, and many did not have life preservers. Interior Minister says most were believed to be women, some under the age of 18. And one official calls it the deadliest migrant accident in the Channel this year. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said two ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital Tuesday in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people, wounding more than 200 others.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says two Russian ballistic missiles struck an educational facility and nearby hospital in central eastern Ukraine, killing over 40 people and wounding around 180 others. The strike occurred in the city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. It lies 70 miles from the Russian border. In a video, Zelensky says one of the buildings of the Institute of Communications was partially destroyed. People found themselves under the rubble, but many were saved. The strike appears to be one of the deadliest carried out by Russian forces since the war began. I'm Charles Villadesma.
A bus crashed into a group of students and their parents at a school in eastern China early Tuesday. It killed 11 people, injured 13. Students and parents were at the gate of a middle school in the eastern province of Shandong just before 7:30 in the morning. That's according to the county police. Six parents and five students were killed. One of the injured was in serious condition, while the others were listed in stable. The driver was in police custody, and the incident is under investigation. A former New York governor's aide has been arrested and accused of secretly working for China. Details from Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Linda Sun, a former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul, was charged with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts. Both Sun and her husband, Chris Hu, were arrested Tuesday morning. Each pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said that while working in state government, Sun blocked representatives of the Taiwanese government from meeting with officials and sought to arrange for a high-level New York state official to visit China. In exchange, Chinese government representatives allegedly arranged for millions of dollars in transactions for Sun's husband, who had business activities in China.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Pope Francis continues his trip through Indonesia with the PAC first day meeting political and religious leaders. His first order of business on Wednesday was a meeting of the presidential palace with the Indonesian President Joko Widodo. He then followed that meeting with opening remarks before government authorities and a diplomatic corps. He's also working in pressing hopes for continued interfaith harmony in the country, with just a tiny Catholic minority in the world's largest Muslim population. He's also meeting with the Indonesian clergy and nuns in Jakarta's Our Lady of the Assumption Cathedral for the traditional pep talk to the local church. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.